Listener Production.
Hello, it's Damien Carbon. Mark McGowan says he has no regrets as he prepares to leave the top job. Today is the Premier's last day in office following Monday's shock resignation. He spoke a short time ago.
I think Roger and Rita are terrific. I think they'll do a great job. My main emotion, to be honest with you, is just gratitude and thanks for what everyone's done for me and for what the state's done for me.
So Roger Cook will step in as acting Premier from tomorrow morning. He's set to be sworn in next week. A man in his 50s has died in a workplace accident at a construction site in Perth's southern suburbs. The alarm was raised around 7 this morning at the site on Kintail Road in Applecross. ABN Group Managing Director Dale Alcock says it's an incredibly sad day, with counselling support now set up for workers. Unions say despite wage increases not being at the rate they were asking for, it's still a much needed boost. Those on the minimum wage will see a 5.75% increase, with the Fair Work Commission handing down its decision this morning. Australian Council of Trade Union Secretary Sally McManus says they were calling for 7% in line with inflation.
It all depends on, you know, what happens with CPI. So if cost of living continues to trend down over the next 12 months, these workers will start going ahead. That's actually what the predictions are, that the CPI will go down to, you know, around 4-3%.
A teenager still fighting for life and two other boys are stable with serious burns after a house fire in Geraldton. They were flown to Perth Children's Hospital overnight. Arson squad detectives now inspecting the charred structure of the property to determine the cause of the fire. In sport, round 12 of AFL action gets underway at the MCG tonight with the Melbourne Demons hosting Carlton, while the Eagles host the Pies tomorrow at Optus Stadium. Just one change at West Coast, Callum Jamieson coming into the side, while Jamie Elliott and Steel Sidebottom will miss for Collingwood. Fremantle has the bye. And Wildcats great Jesse Wagstaff's not done yet. The 37-year-old signing on for another year. The veteran has already won 6 titles and played 445 games of NBL.